One group of Newcastle scientists has developed radar-like technology to track bees and help farmers increase crop yields. To tell us more, Newcastle-based CSIRO science communicator Sarah Fraser joins you now. Good morning, Sarah.
Good morning.
Tell us about this initiative. What's it called?
Yep, so it's called, the company's called BID, and they've developed a thing called Bee Radar, which is effectively a radar for bees that they attach to drones to track pollination. Bees and other pollinators are responsible for the health of almost 75% of crops globally, which is almost 100 crops around the world. So that's your coffee, that's your chocolate, that's your blueberries, that's your almonds, that's your sunflowers, a whole range of things.
This group that is coming up with this research has been working with the CSIRO to develop it. How on earth do you track bees with a radar?
I'm picturing little...
Are they wearing
GPRS on the back, a little collar around the neck?
Yeah.
So they actually developed the tech with Newcastle University, and CSIRO is just helping them commercialise through their startup program.
Okay.
But how it works is it's a radar that's attached to a drone that basically sends out a signal, gets a bounce back from where the bees are, and it creates these almost real time graphs that are colour graded, so they're really easy to see. Where green means good pollination, yellow means needs improvement, and red means not enough pollination. Because usually, if you're a farmer, if you have a whole crop of blueberry plants, for instance, your usual habit is to get boxes of bees and just leave them out in the plantation and hope that the bees visit all of those blueberry plants. And you don't actually know that they haven't until at the end when those flowers turn into berries, and there are some areas with no berries or very small berries that aren't really usable.
So this radar would give a farmer a colour-coded view of their property saying this area is green, it's getting a great amount of bee activity. This amount is red. We need to look at more here. That's basically what the farmer would see.
Yeah, so the farmer would see that, and they've done it really well, and it goes straight to an app. So it's really easy for the farmers to get that information, and then they can move their beehives around. And it's a great way to actually improve the yield and the quality of the crop without using any more resources. It doesn't use any more land. It doesn't use any more water. But you'll get an even better result from the same crops that you already have. When you think about it, there are only so many bees. And in a blueberry orchard, there could be thousands or millions or even billions of flowers for those bees to visit. So there's a number of scale. Like, sometimes there isn't enough bees. Sometimes it's that they have to bring in another beehive because that hive just isn't sufficient to cover all of the flowers in that orchard.
Wow. And so how does the radar identify what's a bee and what's
not a
bee?
Not a mosquito. I was picturing a cloud of mosquitoes all being detected as bees. It doesn't work like that.
No, it doesn't work like that. They can only identify honeybees at the moment. They don't identify any kind of Australian native bees, and that's because the software's been developed to specifically recognise that shape and that behaviour.
Mm-hmm.
Funnily enough, the same company actually has developed technology that has facial recognition for bees. Yeah.
Bees have different faces?
Yeah, bees have different faces, and it's specifically to identify varroa mite. Australia is the only country in the world that doesn't have varroa mite, so they've identified facial recognition that can track when those bees have those mites, so you can quickly identify it and then quickly exterminate it.